project has always been unfathomable to man. If God can take a smelly fish and feed a man like me, God can also take me, a stinking sinner, and make me useful to him. Jesus tells us we must fish. If we don't fish, then we miss out on the miracle. The Bible has many fishing lessons for us. So here's one from the book of John. It takes place shortly after Jesus is resurrected. It's from John chapter 21, verses 3 through 7. I'm not going to give you time to look it up. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around himself, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water and swam for shore. Pastor Coddington says, let's unpack these verses. So I'm going to start with verse 3. All of this is in verse 3. First of all, Peter is going back to fishing again. That's what he used to do. Six other disciples, all fishermen, decide to go along. They fruitlessly work all night catching nothing. Now, I want you to know that hauling wet nets is a lot like, and you ladies will know, like hauling wet blankets over and over again. They've been doing it all night. They're exhausted. Verse 4 says, the resurrected and still unidentified Jesus shows up on the shore. Verse 5 says, Jesus asked them if they caught any fish, and they replied, no. And I'm assuming they probably did it with much irritation in their voice. Verse 6 says, and this is where it gets interesting, is Jesus now tells them to throw their net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some fish. That's when I would have lost my temper. That's when I would have said, that's enough. I've heard enough. And I probably would have yelled back to the stranger on the shore, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, I don't want to hear it anymore. Mind your own business. But not because of the nonsense about where the fish were located. Then why? Why would I be so upset? Because Jesus said the right-hand side of the boat. Peter, the disciples, all sailors, and I know that the left side of the boat is the working side of the boat. The right side of the boat is the steering oar side of the boat. And for them, it was also their propulsion side. It has been and still is today on most boats. Those of you who have motorboats, most of you realize that the steering is on the right-hand side, right? In a car, it's on the left-hand side. It's because of the way boats were designed from way back. Casting your net on the wrong side is like throwing rope into your outboard motor. It's not going to end well. And this brings us to a miracle. Peter did the illogical. We always talk about the large catch of fish and miss a miracle. The important miracle, the miracle we overlook, was that the rock-headed Peter set aside logic, listened, heard, and obeyed. Jesus knew Peter was now useful. Peter has been transformed. A miracle has happened. Peter is now ready to become the fisher of men. Don't read it now. The Lord will give you time this week to read the rest of chapter 21. Read the rest of it with the knowledge that Peter is now a new Peter. Jesus said to Nicodemus in John 3:3 and John 3:7, "You must be born again." Now that's illogical. But if you and I are to be fishers of men, the transformation must take place. Three things are required here. First, we must believe in the truth, the Word of God. Second, we must listen to the truth, not just read it, but listen to it. Hear what it says. And thirdly, we must obey the truth. Only then will others know we have been truly transformed. Cutting bait your whole life may make you smell like a fisherman. Telling fish stories may make you sound like a fisherman. But fishing makes you a fisherman. And to those who know the Lord, there is nothing quite like the sweet smell of success. As you read the Holy Bible, remember this. When you try to reduce God's Word to logic, then that is exactly what you have done to it. You have reduced it. Please, Lord, magnify your word in us, O God, and spread the aroma of your knowledge throughout our lives. Amen. All right, would you please join me in singing hymn number 425, In the Garden.